D-backs and Reds series opener at Great American Ballpark. Sal Romano called up from AAA Louisville, getting the start for Cincinnati, facing Paul Goldschmidt in a tie game with two on in the third.
3-1 pitch. Ground ball, third base. Back up off the glove of Suarez. That's going to score a run. On to third is Peralta. On to second is Goldschmidt. And it's a 2-1 Diamondback lead.
The 2-2. And a shot towards center. Hamilton going back. That ball over his head and off the wall. Here comes a runner to the plate, Pollock. He's going to have to hurry. And now the throw goes into second. Safe there is Peralta. RBI two base hit for the D-backs right fielder. And they have regained the lead here in the fifth at 3-2. Last weekend he was sitting at 67. As the ball ripped fair inside the line at first. Into the right field corner it will go. Peralta scores. Goldschmidt will score. Rounding second, headed for third is Lamb. He's in there standing up. That's a two-run triple for Jake Lamb. His RBI total not sitting at 67 any longer. It's now at 69. This has been a three-run fifth inning, and it is now 5-2 Arizona. And the pitch. Hit hard in the air, down the left field line, into the corner, and that is a home run. Chris Herman, that ball had some slice to it, but not enough to go to the left of the pole. It got in just to the right of the 328 mark. A two-run opposite field home run for Chris Herman. This has been a six-run fifth inning for the Diamondbacks.
In this spot for Robbie Ray, so Ray's night is done, and this ball is clobbered to right field. That's a three-run home. And I mean torch. First pitch, crushed it. Diamondbacks.
D-backs cruise 11-2, the final over the Reds, snapping a five-game losing skid. Robbie Ray goes six, strikes out four to earn win number nine on the season. Prior to the game, the D-backs acquired outfielder J.D. Martinez from the Tigers in exchange for three minor league prospects. Here's Reds skipper Brian Price after the loss.
Just made some mistakes, got behind the first hitter. Pollock lines a double, Peralta, you know, double. And then just was messing on Goldschmidt, and you know, and then Lamb shoots one down the line past Joey for a two-run, or whatever it was, a two-run triple. And at that point in time, he was done. So he made some good pitches. I had him for, I think, three balls that were hit on the screws, two of them in that inning, and another ball that Peralta hit that were really right on the barrel. But beyond that, a lot of soft contact. You know, you can imagine what it's like to talk about individual outing at this point in time right now. So not as bad as it looked overall. Certainly room to get better. No, you know, we did a few good things. You know, did a few good things on Ray. It's good to see Zach. You know, Zach hits a fastball in for homer, and then back-to-back breaking pitches, and he shoots it out to right center. You know, we had a few good at-bats there. And then the six-run inning, you know, you go from a 3-2 game to a 9-2 game and 11-2 game. And, you know, I mean, we've kind of been in that territory a lot this current homestand.
Sal Romano was called up from AAA Louisville and picked up the loss Tuesday night against Arizona, being tagged with six runs off six hits in four innings of work. Here's Romano on his performance.
I really don't. I think I just elevated the ball a little too much. They got extra base hits, and you know, some balls today, I feel like it just found the line. When I gave up ground ball hits, you know, being a single ball guy, they just found the holes today. And you know, obviously those two doubles in the fifth, you know, I'm one inning away there from, you know, keeping us in the ball game and maybe, you know, have a different outcome today. You got to take some positives, but you also got to look at all the negatives.
The Reds will look to even this series on Wednesday with Tim Adelman on the mound.